This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You know, unacceptable. That game was should have been wrapped up. We just got to find a way to get it done.
Jamie Benn after last night. Sorry, I can't not laugh. Like, this is there were so many things get stated after any sporting event, and it's like, yeah, obviously, right? And so when ESPN was recapping this in their intermission of the Vegas Colorado game, you know, after NHL stats had done all the research,
yeah,
you know, the score is up there and it's like NHL history. I'm like, yeah, obviously, because like, what team? You don't even, there's some things you should never even have to look up. You should instinctively know that in the history of this sport and most others, there has never been a, keep in mind, like the NHL record for, you know, three goals is in 21 seconds. Like,
yes.
And that was forever ago. And that had no context to holding a three-goal lead.
Like end of game.
End
or
of
whatever,
game. Yeah. After you've already posted the empty netter to go up 5-2 and completely dispirit the opponent. Like, anyway, I laugh. I mean, part of me wishes there was just this furious anger, you know, from the Dallas Stars. And then it's like, okay, well, They've pretty much blown their chance at the President's Trophy, but other than that, who cares?
You know what else is a little funny? So when they said the Vancouver Canucks become the first team to erase a three-goal deficit in the last minute of a game, My first thinking was, okay, like, when did they score the goal? But it works because Arttu Ratu scored with 1 minute left. If he had scored with 1 minute and 1 second left, all of a sudden, you can't have that headline.
Well, we would. We would round off.
They're the first team to overcome a three-goal deficit in the last 61 seconds of the game. Like, yeah. But now it fits good because it is a round number. Like, you like round numbers, Duffer.
I do.
So that makes it last minute of a game.
I am a rounder, though, and an exaggerator. And you could add to that list. Feel free to do so on social media. I won't see it. Anyway.
Okay, so if you're a rounder and an exaggerator, and are looking at contracts and are looking at the future as we're doing now. I think I mentioned something on the broadcast yesterday about Alex Tuch eligible for an extension on July 1, right? And we're like, oh, we'll be talking about that a lot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we asked people on social media, what are your takeaways from yesterday's game and what the Sabres have been doing? And we're getting maybe you need to extend Reimer short term and Tuch long term. Like that's, and a lot of people, again, run into a lot of people around town and they're like, oh, Reimer's, I'm like, yeah, it's a great story. It's fun to watch. The guys in the locker room are giving him props. Lindy's saying, career best, Reimer, 7-game winning streak. There's a lot of really good things there. I'm all for saying Alex Tuch, you got to extend him on July 1. Mm-hmm. He's got one more year left, so you got a year left at 4.75, I believe that is, for Tucky. Yes, and then after that, well, that's going to cost you. You know, Alex Tuch will be 29 when his contract expires, so, you know, he's 28 right now, so next year at this time of year. You're still getting some great years out of Alex Tuch and the way that he plays. So I say yes, he's candidate number one for extension. Yes, you also have to think of Jack Quinn and J.J. Paterka that need a new contract this summer. There's a lot. But I'm, unfortunately, and I love James Reimer, I'm not ready to say he's the high-end priority right now. I think you have to kind of let it play out. You have to kind of see where the goalie landscape goes this summer, what is available, what is not available, who's looking at moving, what do you want to do? That includes Luukkonen, that includes Levi, that includes what are you doing with your crease moving forward. So I don't want to say go ahead and sign Reimer now for next year, because it probably would not be the right thing to do at this moment. You have to evaluate where you're going to go and what goalies are going to be available.
There are so many things now to discuss, and I'm running out of room on my paper to take notes. First thing I thought of when you said, like, now's not the time, or there's not urgency on Reimer, and this is just me asking a question. This is no commentary attached to it. Why was there urgency to do Zucker and Greenway, in your opinion?
Because it was at the trade deadline and you had value on Zucker and Greenway.
Okay.
And if you weren't going to sign them, and if they didn't want to be here long-term, the future, then you move on, you get pieces.
Perfect. This is good context. I'm glad I asked the question, because I think it's a good reminder for everybody why things happen the way they do. Reimer wasn't playing back then. Why would you even have that discussion?
And I don't think there's urgency in saying, like, teams were going to line up to get James Reimer.
Correct.
Even now, you have until July 1 to figure it out with Reimer. He's not a free agent until then.
But we're running out of time in the show, and we need to tackle some of these things. So, when you think of Tuch and the next contract and knowing what he as a player would want, and he's not been to the playoffs yet as a Sabre, and he's maxing out his value in many, many, many ways as a forward that is so well-rounded in today's game, do you think from either side that a max deal length, 8 years, is something that the Sabres and Tuch both neither would want?
I think that Alex Tuch would probably like an 8-year deal, because he'll be 29 going on 30 that year. That takes him to 37, 38. That's like saying it's one of your last contracts, right? Like, hit it big. You had a nice contract out of Vegas. You got traded to Buffalo. You performed well. Boom, you hit it big. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a little cautious for the Sabres to explore what a 5 and/or a 6-year deal would be like. But I think if you put a 5 or 6-year deal on the table, then it's going to be for more money. If you're Alex Tuch, you probably can say, I'll take the 8 years at a little bit less, so that it's, you know, keeps my cap number down, but I'll make the money over 8 years. Mm-hmm. Because if you give Tuch 6 years and he's 35 going on 36 when he's out of that contract, he's not going in and getting another huge contract. He's probably going in getting a modest 2 or 3 year deal somewhere, if it's not Buffalo. What's that number like? It would be interesting to see when.
I'm not even concerned about the number anymore. For me, it's the length. Like, that's, I mean, producer Jeff and I are on the same page here. Like, I think the big curiosity, we all know players get paid. To me, it's length. It's commitment time. It's belief. And from both sides here, what are you going to get if you're the Sabres, if you go 8 years? And for Tuch, what am I looking at if I sign for 8 years here?
So maybe? If Tuch signs for 8 years, I think what a very round number projection would be 8 times 864.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably a really good, and maybe it's a little bit more than that. But I think it feels like 8 times 864 is potentially where the number is at. Now, if you say, okay, that's a six-year deal, then you're probably looking at 6x8.75. That's what you're looking at. Maybe even 6x9. Because he's saying, look, if the Sabres really want a shorter-term deal, then he's going to want at least $1 million more per year. Because that would mean...
Also not that short.
Six is not that short, but the extra 2 years, that potentially is $16 million, right?
Right.
So if you do 8x8. So if you do 6x9...
I can't even imagine that. Right? Yeah, I don't know.
Six times nine, that's 54.
Right.
So that's $10 million less over the length of the contract than 8x8.
Mm-hmm. And there's... So you're thinking there's no way it would ever be even any shorter than that? Like, what's the shortest deal a player would take here?
Not at 29.
Right.
28, 29. Like, the extension, you'd think 1 year left plus eight. Maybe they say 1 year left plus seven.
Yeah.
But I think it would be 6, 7, 8. That would be, like, the three options I would lay out with numbers and try to see what works best for everybody.
Okay. I don't like... promising anything, but I promise you this will be the most relevant part of anything we've discussed today.
Ooh.
All right. Got to get ready for it. Got to settle in here. It's an important discussion. It's actually been on the minds of people, many people, for months. Yuri Kulik, who we started the show talking about, as you know, he's now 10 games in to this current trio of Benson, Kulik, Thompson.
Yep.
We have seen him play in number one center position for more than half this year when healthy and often with Tage Thompson, obviously.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Obviously. The paper transactions say he can go to Rochester for the playoffs. Many people have asked, hoped, will he play in Rochester for the playoffs? When you look at this question and look at it from both sides, or all sides might be a more accurate way, like, what do you think is going to happen here? You think Yuri Kulik's going to play in the American Hockey League playoffs?
No, I don't. I don't think he does. And I look, he's already played 56 games this year, right? There's 5 games left. He could play 61 games this season in the National Hockey League. That's a full season. Mm-hmm. That's a full NHL season by a player that I don't see the benefit of saying, go and play in the Rochester in the AHL playoffs. He did it last year. And the year before, he had the World Juniors. And look, there's been a lot. Like, he didn't go to development camp last year because he had played so much hockey that they're like, take development camp off, right? Like those Rochester guys, and especially Yuri Kulik. So I'm looking at this year, he's a full-time NHL guy. And the flip coin of that is, okay, so if Yuri goes, he's playing top power play, top line center, and you have somebody that has had a good season that is maybe getting bumped, a prospect that's getting bumped. Maybe that's Noah Ostlund that's getting bumped. Maybe that's Isaac Roseanne that's not getting the same look. Maybe that's Anton Wahlberg that's not getting the same look. Saying, and look, that's just my opinion. Maybe they think Yuri Kulik in Rochester will make the team way better and give him a way better chance to win a Calder Cup, and that's the end goal with the organization. That would be very true, that the end goal is to still win a Calder Cup, win the AHL playoffs. But for me, I say the season ends, you do your end of year meeting, maybe Yuri goes to the World Championship with Team Czechia, and that gives him that experience, but it wouldn't be playoffs in the AHL.
How much does an agent get involved in a situation like this?
I think they do.
I mean, it's ultimately the team decision, right? Like,
yes, because if they say you're going, you have no choice. If you right. don't report, then you're getting suspended or whatever. It looks bad. It looks really bad.
Right. Exactly.
But I think in that situation, the team would work with the player and the agent to see what is the best scenario. What's the best situation? What are you comfortable with? What are we comfortable with? And what do you want to do? So at the end of the day, if Yuri Kulik goes to the Sabres and says, guys, I really want to go to Rochester. I want to play in the playoffs in Rochester. I'd be surprised if the Sabres says, no, we don't want you to go.
Right.
If the player comes up to them. But I can see some teams that are going to say, we don't want you to go because X, Y, Z. You know, and maybe it has to do with the players that are there right now. Maybe it has to do with Yuri's season. You're an NHL guy, like, we don't want. But if the Sabres pose the question, Yuri and his agent are going to have that conversation as to what they want to do. I see the path of NHL season's over, North American season's over, go to the World Championship, get yourself ready for next year. You know, you're showing up in training camp. There's no development camp with Yuri. There's no rookie camp with Yuri. It's training camp. You're a Buffalo Sabres.
Obviously, the expectation is that Noah Ostlund will continue here as needed based on, you know, the openings created by injury, and then he will return to Rochester. The hope is that Tyson Kozak, who's nursing his hip strain, will also be able to have a significant impact on the Amerks in the playoffs. Beyond that, the only real talking point here is whether Kulik goes, as he is able to do, from, you know, a paper transaction at the trade deadline, allowed him to, you know, be on the Amerks playoff roster. And we'll see.
It is like Benson is not, right? And that's right. Like the same thing. Like Benson's an NHL guy.
Zach just flew over the whole AHL thing when he made the Sabres at 18.
Yeah, it was like there was never the paper transaction. There was never the option like Zach could go and play. No, that was Zach is here. I think Yuri is in the same boat.
Yeah. All right. Very good. As always, I throw anything your way, and you have the uncanny ability to put it all into proper context. We're back after this on Marty's Broad Shoulders here on Sabres Live.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.